It's almost November, and this time of year, millions of Americans are going hunting, not for wild game, but for healthcare plans. I am Rob West. Yes, the healthcare hunting season, commonly known as open enrollment, kicks off on November 1st. Lauren Gydeck is our guide today, and she's packing a great alternative way to meet your healthcare costs. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, Lauren Gydeck is Vice President of Communications and Media at Christian Healthcare Ministries, an underwriter of this program. At CHM, they specialize in medical cost sharing, a different way to meet your healthcare needs. And Lauren, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's a pleasure to be back on the program with you.
Well, it's always great to have you. All right, Lauren, what is the open enrollment period this year?
Well, Rob, I'll start out by saying that Christian Healthcare Ministries does not have an open enrollment period. But that being said, open enrollment, it's something that happens once a year toward the end of the year. This year, I believe it is November, mid-November through early January. And it's the time when people are searching for, a healthcare plan or a different healthcare solution. So you'll want to check with your employer on that. Or if you're an entrepreneur, Christian Healthcare Ministries serves a lot of entrepreneurs as well. Or if you're employed, we do that too.
Yeah. And when we talk about health insurance, the open enrollment that applies here is really that time where they can make a change in their plan. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Especially if you have an employer-sponsored plan. With Christian Healthcare Ministries, we serve individuals and families. We do have some group solutions as well. This is the time of the year when people are shopping because, if somebody does join an insurance plan, then they're locked into that essentially for a year, whereas it would be different if they were to join CHM.
Yeah, and let's talk about that for a second. As you said, with CHM, there is no open enrollment. So talk about what CHM offers to those looking to cut the costs for their healthcare needs.
Yeah, absolutely. So Christian Healthcare Ministries is not an insurance plan or program. We are a medical cost sharing ministry. And so the end result is truly the same because at the end of the day, your medical bills are taken care of. But the way that the ministry works is a little different. We don't have contracts with our members. It is a faith-based solution to healthcare costs. So like-minded Christian believers all over the country join this program. It's a membership-based program, and we exist to help them take care of their healthcare costs.
Yeah, and there's a huge legacy here. In fact, I know CHM was the first of the health sharing ministries, and I'd love for you to talk about some of that history and just the size and scope of the amount of dollars that have been shared to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. So Christian Healthcare Ministries has been around longer than any other health cost sharing program. We've been in existence for over 40 years. And during that time, we have served well over a million people. Currently, we have over hundreds of thousands all over the country in every state. We also have missionaries who work in other countries getting the gospel out there. And it's a real pleasure to be able to come alongside them in their work of serving the Lord, but having an affordable solution to their healthcare costs, making that possible.
Well, that's what families are looking for. And Lauren, how many billions with a B have been shared?
We have shared. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Over billion, $8 billion with a B, dollars in medical bills since our inception.
Wow, that is amazing. All right, well, after this break, we're going to take a deep dive, Lauren, because I know folks perhaps are hearing about this for the first time, or maybe they've heard about it but don't understand it. So we'll talk about what it is, what it might look like in the way of cost, but also why it's a biblical alternative to covering the cost of healthcare and why that's so important to you and your team at Christian Healthcare Ministries. We're talking with Lauren Gydeck, Vice President of Communications and Media at Christian Healthcare Ministries, an underwriter of MoneyWise. When we come back, much more on health cost sharing with Lauren Gydeck. Stay with us.
On American Family Radio, hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. What is it that captures your attention, excites you the most, and you most talk about? A new love? A new job? The big game your team just won? Or maybe your kids or your grandkids? You see, it's good and natural and fun to talk about the most exciting things that are happening in your life, with the most exciting thing in life being at the top of your list, which for healthy Christians is God. That's why it's healthy to ask yourself at the end of every day, how many times and how many people did you talk to about God today? There's no quicker way to determine the importance God plays in your life. Believe it or not, I'm not an overbearing Christian. I rarely mention God except in passing. I call it chummy because in every conversation, I throw out bait, a small mention of God that offends no one but opens the door for God-centered conversations for those who are hungry. If you need help sharing your faith, go to igniteamerica.com.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to show love for one another by sharing each other's health costs. Through CHM's voluntary health cost sharing programs, members uplift each other spiritually and financially. CHM is an eligible option under the Affordable Care Act and a Better Business Bureau accredited charity. Interested? Learn more by calling 800-791-6225 or online at chministries.org.
A lot of guys are seeking direction, meaning, and purpose for their lives, but struggling to find it. On the next Focus on the Family, radio host and author Brant Hansen makes insightful observations about all that men can be and offers six key decisions you can make to set yourself apart from the rest. Next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
Do you ever feel stressed or anxious about money? If so, that's normal. But you don't have to accept that. You can find peace of mind and financial security. Learn how with the 31-day devotional, Money Seeking God's Wisdom. You'll find daily questions to reflect on and practical exercises paired with scripture for spiritual and financial growth. Right now, you can request your copy of the Money Seeking God's Wisdom 31-Day Devotional with a gift of any amount at moneywise.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Joining me today is my friend Lauren Gydeck. She's Vice President of Communications and Media at Christian Healthcare Ministries, where they specialize in medical cost sharing. CHM is an underwriter of this program. And Lauren, we're so grateful for our partnership. I know you and the team at CHM have served hundreds and hundreds of our listeners here to MoneyWise, and including some of our team members here at MoneyWise Media. So this holds a special place in our hearts. As I mentioned before the break, a lot of folks may not be familiar with medical cost sharing, so I'd love to just get into some of the details and have you explain how a program like this actually works.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. So what we have in place is three different programs. We have our gold program, our silver program, and our bronze program. And the bronze and silver programs are pretty simple. They're essentially help with your hospitalization costs. So, you know, if you break your arm and you happen to go to the hospital for that, or if you need a surgery, those would be silver and bronze kind of specialty. Our gold program is more inclusive. There are more options there. And that is, I'll just use that as an illustration.
Okay.
So for our gold program, it's $235 per unit per month. And when I say unit, that means, you know, like mom is a unit, dad is a unit, and then all dependent children together are a unit. So there's a maximum of three units per family.
Okay.
And at gold, that's $235 per month. Silver's $135 per month. And bronze is $90 per month. And then getting back to what's included in the gold program, in addition to hospitalization, you would also have, we have a wonderful maternity program available through gold. And then there's some other things included in there, like physical therapy, prescriptions in some cases, and that sort of thing.
Mm. And this is really helpful, especially now with the economy the way it is, inflation sky high. A lot of folks in our audience are looking for ways to stretch their budget, and that's why having an affordable solution to cover the cost of healthcare is critical.
Oh, absolutely. And I will say this, you know, inflation is affecting everyone. But at CHM, we have cost savings tools in place, you know, first for the ministry so we can continue, you know, our 40-plus year tradition of satisfying over 100% of medical bills, eligible medical bills that we receive. And then we also have cost-saving options for our members. So we do have a telemedicine program offered at no additional cost. You know, medical bill discounts come into play. You know, folks can get their medical bills reduced, and that helps everyone keep the cost down. And then also folks can actually earn credits toward their membership by referring others to join. So we have a really nice referral program baked in there as well.
Yeah. What about the paperwork involved? You know, when I actually go to have a healthcare provider provide a service to me, what's involved in getting that covered and through the sharing?
Right. So it's actually just a matter of a few simple forms that you would need to fill out and send to us along with your itemized medical bills. And I should probably back up a step and say that, you know, as a CHM member, you know, you as the patient would actually receive the medical bills from your healthcare provider,
okay.
You know, and then you would send those to CHM by way of the forms that I described, and send your bills over to us. And then what we would do is we would go ahead and check and make sure that there's no issues with the bills, there's no duplicate entries, there's no, you know, charges that shouldn't be there, scrubbing the bills essentially. And then, you know, working with you if you need help getting discounts on your bills. And then we would turn around and actually send the funds out to you, the patient, and you pay your healthcare provider. So it's neat because, you know, everyone is actually aware how much their healthcare is costing them. And
yeah.
When they know what they're being charged, they can, in some cases, they can shop their healthcare. And that also helps keep costs down for everyone.
Yeah. Well, and because you're essentially self-pay with CHM behind you sharing back to cover the costs, you can really choose any medical provider because there really are no networks, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. And I had mentioned earlier, you know, CHM is not an insurance company, but the end result of getting your medical bills taken care of is the same. So you're absolutely right. We don't have a healthcare provider network that you have to follow. You know, you can go to any doctor or hospital that you want to go to, that you and your doctor decide is best. If you need to go have a surgery or something, you can go to the hospital of your choice. As long as the treatment falls under what we call our CHM guidelines,
yeah.
We share 100% of those eligible costs.
Very good. And then we talked about that this is a biblical alternative, and that really is part of the distinctiveness of CHM. Will you talk about that piece of it?
Yes, I'd be glad to. This is something else that folks are sometimes pleasantly surprised to learn. With CHM, you're not just a number. You know, you're a person, you're an individual, you are a child of God. And because of that, it's very important to us to, help folks feel like they're part of a community, that they're part of a Christian community that is praying for them. Our members share scripture verses with each other. They encourage each other. And there's all sorts of ways to do that, but we have some that are built in. For example, in your monthly billing statement, you will receive a prayer card, and it has on it the name of a person who has requested prayer. Mm. And, they give us permission to do that, of course. But you can pray for that person, you can get in contact with them, and just lift them up, support them spiritually, and help them to walk through what is, in some cases, some of the most difficult times of their lives.
Wow. So you really are a part of a community, the body of Christ coming together in more ways than just covering each other's bills. I love that. I'm thinking about, Lauren, the person who's maybe starting a business. It seems like CHM might be a great option for somebody venturing out on their own, huh?
So if you're an entrepreneur or you're someone who has their own business, what's really nice about CHM is that it's portable and it's flexible. So you can take it with you wherever you go, whatever new business venture that you embark on. And we also don't have a provider network, so that's a really nice feature for folks who are more transient, and are looking for certain levels of care. You can just take it if you go to a new job, if you start a new business.
Very good. Lauren, why don't we finish today by just telling folks the process for signing up and what happens when they call?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really easy to sign up for Christian Healthcare Ministries. You just go to our website, which is chministries.org, chministries.org. And most people do sign up online on our online application, so you can just click that Join Now button. Also, you could call us if you have questions. It's 1-800-791-6225.
Awesome. Well, Lauren, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for stopping by today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Folks, if you want to learn more, go to chministries.org or call 800-791-6225. We're going to pause for a quick break. When we come back, much more on MoneyWise on American Family Radio just around the corner. Stick around.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
Siri, open my food delivery app.
Before you order in again, are you sure that's in your budget?
What budget?
Exactly. You need the free MoneyWise app. With its electronic envelope budgeting system, you'll know exactly where every dollar is going, and you can finally stay on top of your money.
I guess that does sound like a pretty good idea. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay. Searching for MoneyWise in the App Store. Learn more at MoneyWise.org.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at afn.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at afn.net.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
My wife's aunt passed away, and we received a considerable inheritance from that. We talked to the people at AFA Foundation, and they were very caring. What excites us about the charitable gift annuity is we will always have income coming in. It will be steady. We won't outlive it.
See if a charitable gift annuity is right for you. Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today with whatever is on your mind. Financially speaking, we'll apply the wisdom from God's Word, the principles, the big ideas, as we recognize God is the owner and our role is steward, and God's Word is really the source to pull wisdom to apply to today's financial decisions. The decisions and choices we're making today as we live and give and we owe and we grow, and we want to do all of that aligned with God's heart, because here's the reality. The way we handle money is one of the most tangible expressions of what we value and where we've placed our trust. And so we want to be aligned with the heart of God so that money becomes a tool to accomplish God's purposes, not an end, but a means to an end. Let's do that together. Again, 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's begin today in Rochester. Mike, you're first on the program. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Thanks so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
My car just hit 204,000 miles, and I'm a delivery driver for work. I want to buy a new car. My current car is kind of got some minor rusts and dings and stuff, and I don't think it would be worth much in a trade. So my question is, should I add this? I want to buy a new car. Should I add this second car to my fleet and use my current car for work?
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more just about the situation. So I like the fact that you drove the car to 200,000 miles. That's great. Mm-hmm. The last van we turned in, if you will, was 250,000 miles. So that's a great way to go. If you have a good, reliable car that you keep up with the maintenance on, you should be able to, as mm-hmm. Howard Dayton, my friend, says, drive it till the wheels fall off. So that's great. In terms of getting that newer car, are you just wondering, should you sell this one prior to purchasing it, or keep it because it just doesn't make sense to sell it and buy the new one anyway? What's the primary question you're driving at?
Yeah, the second part of that, my current car just isn't worth much, and it just doesn't make sense to sell my current car.
Okay. Yeah. So if you hang on to it, then you'd obviously pick up another one. This is not an ideal time to buy a car, although car prices are improving. As you've probably heard, new and used cars are really sky high right now as a result of the pandemic, which led to supply chain shortages, which led to chip shortages that resulted in fewer new cars on the lots, and therefore used cars skyrocketed alongside it. That's working itself through the system as now inventories are building. We should see car prices dropping over the next 6 months, especially in light of higher interest rates, which affects the affordability of cars for those that are borrowing, and the prospect of recession. All that to say, if you could wait it out, Mike, and give it 6 months, that would be great. That is perhaps not a reality for you, though, if you really are in a situation where you're just going to have to put in more money than it makes sense to do to keep this one running. But give me your thoughts on that piece of it.
Well, I just had a lot on my mind. I have got a second question. I've got $11,000 in the bank, and so I'm just not sure, you know, if I want to add a second car, if I should finance it, you know, get something that's more expensive or just buy it outright. So I'm kind of in a pickle.
Okay. Well, let's talk through that piece of it. So you said you have $11,000 in the bank. Is that the extent of what I would call your emergency fund?
Yeah, that's everything. Yeah, that's, okay. It's my life savings.
Yeah, very good. And are you saving outside of that for the longer term? Are you putting something into a retirement account or anything like that?
No, I just got 11 grand.
Okay. And tell me about your monthly income and expenses. Are you living paycheck to paycheck or do you have a little margin?
No, my bills are about $750 a month and I make about $25,000 to $30,000 a year. So I've got some, you know, I've got some good money to spend.
Okay. So are you finding that in reality, you're actually putting something away every month to the tune of maybe $1,000, $1,250, something like that?
Oh yeah. In the summer I can put away $100 a day into my savings account. That's why I got 11 grand in the bank.
Okay. But why is it only 11,000 if you have 1,000 a month roughly to put aside? Is that a new reality or have you been spending it on other things?
A little bit of both. The last few years of putting a little in, taking a little out. And yeah. Right now I got 11 grand.
Okay. All right. Very good. So the idea here that you would take that 11 grand and eat all of that up in a new car purchase, I would advise you against that. I'd love for you to have at least 3 to 6 months expenses in a liquid savings account, which you do if in fact your bills, let's say they're $1,000 a month. If we're being maybe even a little more conservative, let's say $1,500 a month, just for those other things that come up that, you know, you don't necessarily get a bill for, but that discretionary spending that you do, that'd be 6 months would be 9 grand. So I'd love for you to have somewhere between $7,500 and $9,000 in liquid savings that you don't touch, because if that's not there and the unexpected comes, and it does, then you're relying on credit cards or some other form of, covering those bills. That would only leave you a couple of $1,000, which you could use for the down payment on this, I assume, new used car, maybe a few years old, and then you'd have to finance the rest. The good news is you've got quite a bit of margin there on a monthly basis. The challenge is with car prices where they are, you're going to have to really work on what your budget is that includes everything, not just your best case scenario, but in reality, what are you spending both for fixed and discretionary expenses? And then look at what type of car would meet your needs for the work you do, where you live, winter, summer, all of it. And then back into, okay, if I only had a couple of thousand to put down, what would that mean with current interest rates in terms of a monthly payment? And you're going to be surprised at how quickly that thing, if you're financing for 5 years, jumps up to $400, $500, $600 a month, which could chew up, the majority of your margin. So I think you just need to be thoughtful about this. I'd try to drive the current car and get 6 more months out of it. But while you're doing that, unless you're having to dump a bunch in for repairs, I would go back to that budget and do some hard math to figure out what can I actually spend and then find a car that meets your budget. I appreciate your call today, Mike. We'll be right back on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Stick around.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
We're wrapping up our series called The Pastor's Study this week on Truth for Life. Discover the key ingredient to effective preaching and find out why the message of the cross is central to the faith. It needs to be central to our preaching as well. Listen to Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Truth for Life, weekday mornings at 11:30 Central on AFR and online at AFR.net.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
At MoneyWise, we are on a mission to educate, equip, and connect you and many others with the powerful financial answers found in God's Word through national radio programs, our app, website, and other resources. If you've benefited from MoneyWise and believe in this mission, would you consider becoming a monthly MoneyWise patron? Check out all the benefits of a MoneyWise patron's membership at moneywise.org and click Give on the homepage.
AFA is no longer dependent on Facebook or YouTube to live stream our original programming. As of now, American Family Radio shows like Today's Issues, The Court, Airing the Addisons, and The Hamilton Corner are streaming live on the AFA streaming app. Independent live streaming is the next step as we come out from among them and separate ourselves unto the Lord. Search AFA Streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. Here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, taking your calls and questions with lines open, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You know, we began today by talking about the topic of health care and the inherent challenges in finding the best care for you and your family. I realize that these are tough times for a lot of people, but here's the reality, folks. Tough times can't separate us from the love of God. The Apostle Paul had tough times. He was shipwrecked, beaten, put into prison, and his enemies wanted to kill him. By faith, he believed that God loved him because his faith wasn't based on his circumstances. Paul wrote in Romans 8 that no one could separate us from the love of Christ, not even such horrible situations as, quote, tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. You know, God's love for his children isn't situational. It's eternal. And as with Paul, God can also strengthen you to believe that even in the midst of the trials. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, God's word tells us. We're sharing this message of God's unconditional love in our weekly wisdom email from MoneyWise. And by the way, if you'd like this kind of encouragement each week, we'd love for you to sign up and receive this free email in your inbox. Just head to moneywise.org and click the Create a Free Account button on the homepage, and we'll make sure it's delivered to you each Thursday. Again, it's called the MoneyWise Weekly Wisdom, and you can sign up at moneywise.org. Just click Create a Free Account. All right, back to the phones we go. Looks like we have two lines open. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's head to Florida. Kate, thank you for your patience. You go right ahead.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
My question is this. I am 62, and I have an IRA. Currently has $447,000 in it.
Okay.
At the beginning of the year, it had $564,000 in it. So, okay. A little sting there.
Yes.
But my question is this: I'm feeling more and more uncomfortable with where my money is being invested and used for gain,
yeah.
Because it's in a very large bank.
Yes.
And they don't necessarily follow the same biblical principles that we do. And at my age, is it worth trying to move it and put it somewhere more in line with my values?
Yes. Well, the good news, Kate, is you absolutely can do that, and there's more options than ever. In fact, there's world-class investments now in this category that we call faith-based investments, where either they're screening out or avoiding companies that are misaligned with your values, or where they're screening in companies, intentionally choosing companies that are creating value and also improving the world, promoting human flourishing, or even a kingdom impact. And, you know, those opportunities exist in the form of what are called separately managed accounts, where they're actually buying individual stocks and bonds, or through mutual funds, or even exchange traded funds. And you can do that yourself by going directly to some of these fund families that you'll hear talked about on this program, like Timothy Plan or Praxis or Eventide or Inspire or Crossmark Global. There's some wonderful fund families that really are focused on performance, but also creating a better world through their investments, specifically for alignment with the values and priorities of believers. The other option, Kate, would be to connect with a certified kingdom advisor. This is the industry recognized designation for biblically wise financial advice. And that can happen both on the planning side as you plan your financial decisions with an eye toward stewardship and legacy and generosity, but also on the investing side as you intentionally select investments that align with your values and convictions. Not all CKAs do faith-based investing, but many do. And so if you wanted to go that route, I would reach out to several certified kingdom advisors there in Florida and find one that you believe is a good fit. I wouldn't sell out of what you have. You're down about 20%, which is not unexpected in the market like we're in now. You've probably seen a bit of a bounce here over the last week or so, but we're not in this for a week or a month or even a year. We want to take a long-term view. The economy will recover. The market will recover ahead of that. So you want to stay invested because you don't want to lock in those losses. But at the same time, if you found the right fit for an advisor who could kind of redeploy this money in a faith-based investing strategy, it would allow you to stay invested and then recoup as the market grows, but do it with investments that really are more aligned with your values. So would you be more inclined to kind of go direct in terms of building your own portfolio using mutual funds, or would you feel more comfortable, you and your husband, having an advisor who could do that for you?
No, I definitely would prefer to have somebody assist me with that. I am single.
Ah, okay. I apologize. No problem. So that would be, you know, very easy to do. And what I would do next, Kate, is just head to our website, moneywise.org, and just click Find a CKA. That stands for Certified Kingdom Advisor. And then I'd interview two or three and just make it clear that what you're looking for is, you know, an investment strategy that's consistent with your goals and objectives, but also that you really want faith-aligned investments that align with your values as a believer. And I think that will be a great next step for you. Again, I wouldn't do anything with your portfolio right now until you find that advisor that you're going to work with, and then you would work together mm-hmm. to make that transition at the appropriate time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if I may quickly ask about the
sure.
annuity, I have a separate annuity in a different company worth about $100,000. That I got that through an inheritance, and I just hear people having fear over annuities. I'm not sure what that is, or if I could move that into my IRA, is that a possibility?
It is a possibility. So you would want to check with the insurance company just to find out what options you have. If it's a qualified annuity, meaning it's pre-tax money, you likely could do a rollover into the IRA, and that would be a non-taxable event. You would just want to understand whether that's permissible from a tax standpoint based on the annuity you have, and if there's any penalties or fees associated with that. And I think as you select that advisor, that would be a great thing for that advisor to help you navigate so that you can get all the details of that particular account, working with the insurance company so that you're not doing anything without understanding the implications that come along with it from a tax standpoint and a cost standpoint as well before you then make that transition over to the IRA. But that's probably a good idea, you know, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. I'd much rather that money be outside of an insurance product as it grows for the future.
Agreed. Okay. Thank you so much, Rob. Very grateful for your advice.
Absolutely, Kate. Thank you for calling today. I appreciate it very much. God bless you. Well, folks, you know, as we think about managing God's money, this whole idea of investing is one that comes up so frequently now. And it's a good thing because, as I said, there are options now for you to align your values and convictions with your investments. You know, as you think about what you're doing when you're investing, it's not just investing in an index. You're not detached or removed from your investments despite the fact that there are, you know, several intermediaries between you and the actual companies you own. But at the end of the day, when you look at it, you're deploying capital in real companies. The question is, what companies are they and what are they doing? And do those companies align with your values and priorities as a Christian? Well, if you want to know more about that and explore what that might look like, check out the Fund Families on our website at moneywise.org or connect with a certified Kingdom advisor. And perhaps it's time for you to begin to deploy a faith-based investing strategy. Much more to come on MoneyWise just around the corner. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. No one wants it. Trials and tribulation, suffering. We live much of our lives trying to avoid things like getting sick or being poor, but Jesus promised us that in this world we would have tribulation, but he also told us to take heart because he's overcome the world. The wrestling match is over. Our Savior won, and it wasn't even close. And that's why James can tell us, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Keep your eyes on Jesus, even in suffering, and you will receive unimaginable blessings forever. That's the Lord's promise to you, even when life hurts. Get started with Anchor Devotional today. Visit getanchor.com.
45,000. That's how many times MoneyWise referred a listener to a Certified Kingdom Advisor, or CKA, last year. And for good reason. These are trusted financial, legal, and accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to moneywise.org and clicking the Find a CKA button on the homepage.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's head to Montana. Ralph, you're next on the program, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. My wife and I, when we retired, we signed up for Medicare, and of course we had to sign up for a supplement, which was around 100 or 135 a month, I don't remember, a piece. And then we switched over to a Advantage plan 3 or 4 years later, and we've been on an Advantage plan ever since. And I'm thinking, since this is the time to change or enroll or whatever, we were thinking of either keeping the same one we have or picking a different Advantage plan. So am I making a mistake by using the Advantage plan over original Medicare with supplement?
Not necessarily. The Advantage plan is often a very good way to go, Ralph. If you don't go to the doctor a lot, an Advantage plan is really the best way to supplement Medicare. If, in fact, though, you do go to the doctor a lot or you have a good many health issues, then a Medigap policy is better. With the Advantage plan, depending on your state, you can probably get a policy that requires zero extra premiums beyond what you pay for Medicare. So it really comes down to whether or not you're relatively healthy, and then I would advocate for the Advantage plan, or if you have a good many health issues and you find yourself in the doctor a lot, then that's where a Medigap policy could be a better option.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate that. I was a little concerned when we went to the Advantage plan. I thought maybe something would happen and not all of a sudden be very sorry. But
yeah.
The Advantage plan doesn't cost any extra per month is the big
right.
deal.
Yeah.
And we don't go to the doctor that often, and the co-pays are pretty low. So
yeah. So I think for that reason,
you're
probably right where you should be then, Ralph. So I'd stay put.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for calling today. To Somerset, Pennsylvania, Bonnie, you're next on the program. Go ahead.
Hi, Rob. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I've always wondered, my husband and I were 69 and 70, and for the last 5 years, we have our entire retirement portfolio in an IRA with Wells Fargo. And I'm somewhat concerned about their stance in Christian values. We trust mm-hmm. the gentleman that we deal with, our financial advisor. He's a lovely man. He's a Christian. But I sometimes feel guilty about whether I'm in the right thing. And I think maybe your first caller was speaking of the same type of issue, but how do you take all your money and put it with someone else?
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't have a large amount. We have about $275,000 is all we have in there.
Sure. Well, here's my perspective on that, Bonnie. I mean, at the end of the day, you and your husband are the stewards and you need to follow your convictions as believers. So I'd ask the Lord to give you some wisdom on that and let him direct you. From my perspective, what's most important is the advisor that you're working with. And if you're getting counsel that aligns with your values and priorities as a believer and that you can look at everything through a stewardship lens with that advisor. And then secondly, the actual investments that you're invested in, as opposed to the platform or the custodian that's holding the money and issuing the statements and providing the trading platform and the technology to your advisor. I know some wonderful, godly, certified kingdom advisors at Wells Fargo Advisors. And so I don't have any problem with that because, again, that's just the platform that they're using. And I would be most concerned about the advisor that you're working with and the investments that he or she is selecting, more so than the firm, who's holding as custodian the assets. But at the end of the day, as I said, if you just can't get comfortable for any reason with, the decisions the custodian is making and their support of various things that might be misaligned with your values, then I would say at that point, you all might need to be thinking about moving the account. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help. Don't
All right.
More time.
Absolutely, thank Bonnie. Thank you. If we can help you further in the future, let us know. To Kansas. Hey, Madge, thanks for calling. You're on MoneyWise. Go ahead.
For taking my call. I've got a question. I haven't heard you address it before. We're looking at selling our home and moving into a retirement community.
Yes, ma'am.
And in this community, we would have a buy-in. So we would buy for a set price, and then after the first year, if we stay for a full year, they would keep that money. After the second year, if we would leave any time later, they take off a percentage of what would be returned to us.
Yes.
And my concern is that usually when we buy property, it increases in value.
Yes.
But here it's actually decreasing in value, although
that's right.
We would be getting something from it. Do
yes,
you have
ma'am.
Any suggestions or any knowledge of this kind of thing?
I sure do, Madge, and I appreciate the question. Let me ask you, though, before I weigh in, is there an option here for you to go all the way through to assisted living and even nursing care if you needed it down the road?
I'm not completely sure. They have that in the facility, but I'm not sure it would be the, all in the stream.
Yeah. So I would check that and just understand what you're buying into, because in the, case where you have that option, this can be a great thing. Yes, you're not benefiting from the equity that you put into the place that you're purchasing. You're certainly not benefiting from the increase over time, but you're buying in for the other reasons, because you want potentially, at least down the road, perhaps help with daily activities. You want the chance to socialize and be a part of the community. You want your feeling of independence, but you also want to know that no matter, you know, how long the Lord tarries and who he calls home first, that you can stay there for the rest of your lives and have the care that you need. And essentially, you only pay once, and then you have the monthly ongoing kind of maintenance fee that covers your activities and your food and all of that. But generally speaking, you know, you don't pay anything more than that monthly fee, and you can be cared for the rest of your life. I think there's a great benefit and peace of mind that comes with that, even though you absolutely are giving up that equity that you buy into initially. Does that all make sense?
It does, and it's something I must look into then, isn't it, if it's going to continue on or not?
I believe you should, and I think that way you'd know, okay, why am I doing this, and really what am I trying to solve for here? And if it's knowing that I've got, you know, the rest of my life covered and I've got the peace of mind that comes with that, then I think if you all can afford it, and not only the initial buy-in, but that monthly ongoing fee is something that you can see where it fits into your budget, then I think there's a real opportunity there for you to consider this. And I certainly would be a supporter of it. So I appreciate you checking with us, Madge. If you have further questions, don't hesitate to call back. God bless you. To Virginia we go. Gene, you're next on the program. Go right ahead. Gene, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Maybe you could kind of move one way or the other if you're on a mobile phone. Let's try one more time.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. It's a little better. Let's give that a shot.
I'll keep moving.
That's good. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is, I am going to, in about a month, receive money from an accident that happened, and which totaled me for quite a couple months.
Mm.
Now, the money that I get, I would like to invest for my son and daughter.
Okay.
So, what do you think that I should do? Should I pay tithes on this money?
Yeah.
Or just go ahead and invest it, of which I've never done. Mm-hmm. So, what do you suggest?
Sure, Gene. Well, I'm so sorry to hear about that accident. It sounded like it was something that really took a toll on you. We certainly pray that you're on the other side of that physically. How much do you expect to receive, Gene?
I am thinking maybe $50,000.
Okay. And what are the ages of your son and daughter?
62 and 64.
Okay. Well, so there's two parts here that you're asking about. One is the tithe, and the other is how to invest this and how to handle it. With regard to the tithe, well, let me just say, you can't outgive God, and at the end of the day, that's between you and the Lord. I would say if this is a settlement based on damages, whether it was actual, you know, damage to a your property, whether it was an automobile or something else, or damages because of injuries you sustained, things like that, it really isn't an increase. You know, a tithe is based on your increase. Now, everything we get is from a gracious gift from the Lord, but in this case, it's making essentially restitution for the loss that you had, either to property or your physical state. And so it really isn't an increase. And so I would say typically you would not apply the principle of the tithe. But irrespective of that, if the Lord leads you to give, you go for it and do it cheerfully. So that's between you and the Lord. As to investing it, what about just making an outright gift, Gene, to them and letting them decide whether to use it to pay down debt, to save it, or invest it without you having to do that for them? What do you think about that?
Well, I'm just thinking that they kind of do frugal things like, you know, like an outside fireplace or, you know, a sauna.
Yeah.
You know, things to me that are not important, they might be to them.
Okay. Well, here's what I would say. You know, if the Lord's leaving you to make this gift, I might just do that and give it to them and just bless them with that gift and let them use it how they see fit. If you want to invest it, I'll give you some ideas. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, so we're going to have to do it off the air. So let my team get your phone number, and I will have someone from my team give you a call back and talk through that. So stay on the line. We'll get your information and be right back to you. Thanks for calling. MoneyWise is a ministry of MoneyWise Media and American Family Radio. Thanks for being along with us today. May God bless you. We hope you come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. We'll do it all over again. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.